It's a very up day in the grain markets. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers Association. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures right now, they're trading about fractionally higher, and soybeans up 7 cents here on the overnight, even seeing some single-digit gains in the wheat market. In fact, oats, the only grain that is trading to the low side here this morning, and that's only fractional. We see most world equity markets are higher today, reacting to the U.S. and U.S. ally attacks on Houthi rebel positions in Yemen, which the market believes might bring a return to normalized shipping through the Red Sea. There is potential, though, for escalation of hostilities as well, so the reaction is muted, waiting to see how the situation develops. Thursday's U.S. market ended mixed with a late rebound in prices. CPI data showed Thursday morning that resulted in a sharp sell-off as the data showed inflation being slightly higher than trade expectations. Today, we are going to get PPI data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 60 points. European markets are higher. Asian markets are mixed. Japan is trading higher. China is trading just a little bit lower. On the livestock side of things, cash cattle trade has been limited thus far. One reason is feedlots and packers are not agreeing on prices. And the other is livestock may not be put out for sale this week due to adverse weather. Cattle slaughter will be quite a bit lower, but that may not support prices as demand may be affected. However, beef demand has been good this week, reflecting the box beef prices. They've increased significantly yesterday, with choice up $2.82 and select up $3. Most cattle sales so far took place here in Iowa at steady money with last week, with limited volume of cattle. We'll look at the numbers next.
How would you like to visit one-on-one with the nation's top experts in pork production? Hi, Edie Peterson with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I have good news. You can do exactly that at the 51st Annual Iowa Pork Congress. It's returning to Des Moines January 24th and 25th, and once again is North America's largest winter swine trade show, meaning a lot of experts for you under one roof. Join thousands of swine industry colleagues from across the Midwest by getting registered today at iowaporkcongress.org. That's iowaporkcongress.org, and we'll see you January 24th and 25th. Des Moines.
March corn up a half at 458 and a quarter. Soybeans up 7 cents at 1243 and a half. Meal up 80 cents at 363 even. Soy oil up 68 cents at 4940. Chicago wheat dropped 4 and a half. That's at 608 and a quarter. Kansas wheat up 1 and a quarter at 617 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 3 and 3 quarters. That's at 703 and 3 quarters. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.